They simply told these kids, you're out of the district, we're giving you no services, and if you show up at the on any school grounds, we're going to arrest you for trespassing. That's what they said.
Attorney Frank Hausch says the teens 13 and 15 previously attended West Seneca schools for 10 years and were always granted a religious exemption. But after moving last year into the Orchard Park School District, things changed. The district removed the teens in the fall after learning they were not vaccinated. Hausch says the district is breaking the law.
My clients had serological tests, blood tests for both of these girls on December the 5th, just a few days after they were kicked out, to make the determination as to whether or not they have any natural antibodies that make them immune. That began the process of them getting their inoculations, and the law specifically says they have to remain in school, but they still kicked them out. That's what we're going to Judge Grisanti for.
In our request for a comment from the district, they sent WBFO News a written statement. It says the state education commissioner denied a request to allow unimmunized students living in the district to attend school while they seek an exemption to the state public health law requirements. But Attorney Hausch says waiting for the education commissioner to make a decision could take 6 to 8 months, and the teens are not receiving any education.
Or, in the alternative, give them educational services so that they can continue to at least get some education.
The district says it cannot comment any further because of the litigation. The case is expected to be heard tomorrow in state Supreme Court. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.